This is listener-supported WRFI Community Radio. I'm Jimmy Jordan. The Cayuga Health Sampling Site at the Ithaca Mall is no longer providing nasal COVID tests. Anyone in need of this specific test can schedule an appointment with Cayuga Immediate Care by calling 607-319-5708. The Albany Common Council passed the Good Cause Eviction Law on Monday night, and a similar bill is gathering support in Ithaca. The Albany law gives tenants a number of protections, namely a stricter set of conditions before a landlord can evict them. Prior to the bill passing, a landlord in Albany could just decide to not renew a tenant's lease. No reason needed. That's the law in New York State, and a dynamic the sister bill in Ithaca aims to change. The Ithaca Tenants Union drafted and is pushing the legislation. Genevieve Rand is an organizer with the group. She says one reason why the tenants union is aiming to shift the balance of power between landlord and renter is because it leaves the door wide open for discrimination.
And so if a landlord wants to discriminate against someone, non-renewal without a given reason is the ideal vector through which to do that.
The draft bill would also prevent Ithaca landlords from evicting tenants if the cause was a, quote, rent increase or pattern of rent increases, regardless of the tenant's prior consent, unquote. The Albany law limits a landlord to increase rent by no more than 5% upon lease renewal. That is, unless a landlord justifies a larger increase through improvements or repairs. The Ithaca Tenants Union has been working to get their bill onto the agenda of Ithaca's Planning and Economic Development Committee. That could start its official path to becoming law. The Tenants Union is planning a demonstration outside Ithaca's City Hall on July 31st in support of their proposed bill. Today, cloudy skies, chance of showers and thunderstorms in the morning and afternoon, high in the mid-70s. Tonight, skies clear up, low in the upper 50s. This is WRFI News.